This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New framework protects critically ill patients in clinical research. International standards meet Georgian law. Critically ill patients need stronger ethical safeguards in clinical research. New commentary argues a comprehensive ethical and legal analysis published in the Georgian Medical Journal has laid out the international standards and Georgian regulatory requirements for including critically ill patients in clinical research, and found that national legislation fully aligns with world best practices. The commentary emphasizes that enrolling such vulnerable patients without prior ethical approval and legally valid informed consent is impermissible. The article, authored by Georgi Pikadze, addresses a critical gap in research governance: the heightened vulnerability of patients with severe illness, whose decision-making capacity is often impaired and who face elevated risk of therapeutic misconception, the dangerous belief that experimental treatment will benefit them personally. Core requirements: independent ethical review, informed consent, and proportional risk-benefit assessment are mandatory for all critically ill research participants, according to the Pikadze commentary. Why critically ill patients face unique research risks. According to the Pikadze commentary, critically ill patients represent one of the most vulnerable populations in medical research. Their severe illness creates multiple layers of vulnerability that demand heightened ethical protection. Impaired decision-making capacity. Severe illness directly affects cognitive function, making it difficult for patients to fully understand research protocols and their implications. Therapeutic misconception. Desperately ill patients may overestimate the likelihood that experimental interventions will benefit them, rather than recognizing the research's primary scientific objectives. Power imbalances. The dependency relationship between critically ill patients and their treating clinicians can compromise truly voluntary participation. Inability to withdraw. Once enrolled, withdrawing from critical care research may be practically or medically impossible. As outlined in the Pikadze commentary, these vulnerabilities demand more rigorous oversight than standard clinical research involving healthier populations. The article draws on internationally recognized bioethical standards, including the World Medical Association's Declaration of Helsinki and guidelines from the Council for International Organizations of Medical Sciences, CIOS, to establish that independent ethical review is not optional. It is essential. International standards, a framework built on three pillars. The Pikadze commentary synthesizes international good clinical practice guidelines into a coherent framework built on three non-negotiable pillars. 1. Independent ethical review. Every critically ill patient research protocol must receive prospective review by an independent institutional review board, IRB, or Research Ethics Committee, REC. This review ensures that the research question is scientifically valid, that risks are justified by potential benefits, and that patient protections are adequate. No exceptions, BOT 2. Informed consent. Legally valid informed consent requires that patients or their surrogate decision makers receive clear, understandable information about the research purpose, procedures, risks, benefits, and alternatives. For critically ill patients, this consent must be monitored continuously as circumstances and capacity can change rapidly. 3. Proportional risk-benefit assessment. The potential benefits to science or society must be balanced against the specific risks faced by the research participant. For critically ill patients, even minimal risk research may be disproportionate if alternatives exist that serve the same scientific purpose. Georgia's regulatory framework, alignment with international norms. One of the commentary's most significant contributions is its demonstration that Georgian national legislation fully aligns with international ethical and legal standards for research involving critically ill patients. The Pikadze analysis references key Georgian legislation, including the Law on Patient Rights, 2000, the Law on Healthcare, 1997, the Law on Personal Data Protection, 2011, Government Decree No. 35, 2019, on Clinical Trial Authorization Procedures for Pharmaceuticals, Government Decree No. 386, 2023, on technical regulations for medical device clinical trials. These laws establish a comprehensive regulatory foundation that requires ethical review, informed consent, and risk proportionality, mirroring ICH E6 R2 good clinical practice guidelines adopted internationally. For researchers and institutions in Georgia, this convergence means that compliance with national law automatically satisfies international ethical expectations. Ethical oversight serves as an essential safeguard not only for patient rights, but also for scientific integrity and public trust in clinical research. The integration of international bioethical standards with Georgian law creates a robust protective framework that acknowledges the heightened vulnerability of critically ill patients. Georgi Pakadze, Georgian Medical Journal, 2025, Why This Matters Now. The publication of this commentary comes at a critical moment. As Georgian Medical Journal explores emerging issues in health research governance, questions about research ethics in vulnerable populations become increasingly urgent. According to the Kakadze commentary, critical care research, particularly around sepsis, acute respiratory distress syndrome, and other life-threatening conditions, often requires rapid enrollment and sometimes involves patients unable to provide their own consent. The Pakadze commentary provides Georgian researchers, ethics committees, hospital administrators, and regulatory authorities with a clear, evidence-based roadmap for navigating these challenges. It confirms that Georgia's legal framework is fit for purpose, but only if it is applied rigorously and consistently. Key takeaways: critically ill patients are uniquely vulnerable. According to the Pakadze commentary, impaired decision-making capacity and therapeutic misconception demand heightened ethical scrutiny in all research involving this population. Three pillars are non-negotiable: independent ethical review, informed consent, and proportional risk-benefit assessment must be applied to every critically ill patient research protocol. Georgia's laws meet international standards. The Pakadze analysis demonstrates that national legislation fully aligns with WHO, SIOMS, and ICH guidelines, providing a comprehensive framework that protects both patients and researchers. Frequently asked questions: what is therapeutic misconception, and why does it affect critically ill patients more? According to the Pakadze commentary, therapeutic misconception occurs when research participants believe that an experimental treatment is designed primarily to benefit them personally, when in fact, the research's main objective is to generate scientific knowledge. Critically ill patients are particularly vulnerable because desperation, combined with impaired cognitive function from severe illness, can distort their understanding of research participation. Can critically ill patients be enrolled in research without their own informed consent? According to the commentary, in limited circumstances, yes, but only under strict conditions. When critically ill patients lack decision-making capacity, surrogate decision-makers, family members, or legal representatives may provide informed consent on their behalf. However, this surrogate consent must be based on the patient's previously expressed wishes or best interests, and must meet the same rigorous standards as direct consent. Does Georgia's regulatory framework require ethics review before enrolling critically ill patients? Yes, absolutely. According to the Kadzi analysis, Georgian law, including the Law on Healthcare and Government Decrees, number 335 and 386, requires prospective ethical review by an independent research ethics committee before any clinical research involving critically ill patients can begin. This is not discretionary. It is a legal requirement that aligns with international standards. What should researchers do if they have questions about including critically ill patients in their study? The Kakadze commentary recommends that researchers consult their institution's research ethics committee or institutional review board before enrolling any critically ill patients. Georgian institutions can also reference the government decrees and national laws cited in the commentary, as well as international guidelines from CIOMS and the World Medical Association, as clinical research in Georgia continues to evolve the need for clear, consistent, and ethically rigorous frameworks becomes more pressing. The Georgian Medical Journal remains committed to publishing commentaries and research that advance both scientific quality and ethical practice. The Pakakadze commentary represents exactly this commitment, a rigorous analysis of international best practice anchored in Georgian law, designed to protect vulnerable patients and uphold the integrity of research conducted in Georgia. Full citation, Pakakadze G. Commentary Ethical and Legal Framework for the Inclusion of Critically Ill Patients in Clinical Research, International Standards and the Georgian Regulatory Perspective. Georgian Medical Journal, 2025. Read the full article on gmj.g. Source, read the full article in the Georgian Medical Journal. At context, framework protects critically ill patients in clinical research. International standards meet Georgian law. Description, how should critically ill patients be protected in clinical research? A new GMJ commentary outlines international standards and Georgian legal requirements. Author, type organization, name, GMJ editorial team, publisher, at type organization, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal, date published, 2/26/05/24, date modified, 2/26/05/24.